Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend with us, folks. Chris Farrell is here. Chris is the host of Minnesota Public Radio series Conversations on the Creative Economy. He's a columnist for PBS, Next Avenue, and the Star Tribune. He's the author of a new book, Purpose and a Paycheck, Finding Meaning, Money, and Happiness in the Second Half of Life. And he's, that, I think, quote, that's code for baby boomers. Chris Farrell, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Chris, you're a baby boomer. I'm a baby boomer. I started saying that I'm in the upper quartile of the baby boomers. That's another way to say of saying I have a Medicare card in my pocket, which I don't like saying too much. But the
we're in the same bracket.
But I also point out that unlike some people in my who I'm acquainted with, I'm not near the finish line. I've got stuff to do. I'm so arrogant. I think I still have things to say. People need to hear, I'm not in the red zone, but I am in the fourth quarter of my career. I mean, chronologically, I can't deny that, right?
No, you can't deny that. But for many people, and for more and more people, that turns out to be the best time of their career.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've had people say, wouldn't you like to be 25 or 30 again? I said, no, I don't want to be that stupid again.
No, no. And the other thing is, you're getting all this knowledge. You have all this experience. Why would you want to be 20, 25 again? Because you're building off of all your accumulated experiences, and you're being creative, and you're doing interesting things. And so I think it's not about looking back and wishing I was younger. It's about, okay, I want to get up in the morning because today's going to be a good day because I'm going to be on the radio and I have some things to say. And boy, I have things to say that are reflecting all my experiences over my life. And I still have something to offer this economy and this society.
Well, and implicit in what you just said is contribution, isn't it? It's not just about you.
Yes.
It's not just about me. It's contribution.
Yep.
And what I encourage people to do is just, people of our generation, I just say, don't become a barnacle on the keel of humanity. Contribute. Make a difference somehow. And that's what your book's all about, isn't it?
It is. And so we have a very bizarre notion. So you reach some arbitrary age, 60, 62, 65, whatever it is. And then this notion that you take all your skill, all your experience, all your knowledge that you've accumulated over the years at work, and you say, I'm never going to tap into that again. That's it. I walk away from it.
Take it home and lock it up somehow.
Exactly. And we all want to be useful. We all want to be helpful. And so there is this really important rethinking, reimagining the second half of life, the last third of life, and it's about continuing to earn a paycheck. And the reason why I put paycheck in there is a lot of people have to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to save money. Kids are expensive. Life is expensive. It's hard to save money. So if you're continuing to earn an income, that really helps pay the bills. That helps your finances.
It makes the retirement last a lot longer. I've seen the reports on that. I've seen the calculation on that. Whatever your number is, as the commercial says, the longer you can continue to earn some money, you push that way out, and your quality of life, your ability to have fun and all that really goes up.
It really goes up. But the purpose is you'd want to do something. You're at that stage of life where you want to do something that has meaning, that makes a difference, that you feel good about. You don't want to be told, hey, work 50 hours for 40 hours pay. That, you know, you did, mm-hmm. did that, done that, it's in the past. So it's about finding work that you're proud to be doing, you feel good about, you think you're contributing to your community, you're continuing to pay taxes, you're a productive member of our society, and you're having fun because you're doing things you want
and,
to be doing.
And did you say meaning? Did you use the word meaning? You wake up in the morning and there's a reason for you. There's a reason for you. Because that's in your, that's the subtitle of your book. Is why did I, why am I getting up this morning?
Yeah. And there was this wonderful commencement speech that Joe Biden gave. I believe he was vice president at the time at Yale University, and he said the lesson that he learned from his father is that a good life is when you get up in the morning, you put your feet on the ground, and you feel good about what you're going to do for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's right, and I think that's what we all feel. And the thing is, this is open to so many people, so it really changes the way you think about getting older. The question that you start asking yourself is, okay, so what do I want to do next? What's next for me? What should I do? How can I contribute to this society? And it's not saying, you know, and we all have our bucket list of things we like to do and we all like to have fun, but it's sort of like saying, okay, what would excite me? What do I want to do next? What skills do I need? Do I need to add some skills so I can do this kind of job? Or, and it's a very different mindset than the way we typically talk about aging. You know, we talk about aging as if you get old and you go from 60 to 90 in 1 year and you're frail and you have nothing to contribute. And it is so wrong. Between 60 and 90 is 30 years.
That's right. But I will say it goes by fast. I remember my mother told me that a long time ago. But the thing that I think we need, I work for myself. So I don't really have a job.
Right.
I mean, I get to do what I want to do, and so I don't really call that working, even though I stay pretty darn busy. So, but I do love this. But if I worked for if I were employed, I could see how people would say, okay, I'm ready to retire. I'm ready to not do this anymore. I'm ready to not be part of this company anymore. Well, for whatever reason, but that doesn't mean that that's the end of your productivity. And to me, when somebody talks about retiring. I call my definition of retirement is waiting to die.
Yeah.
If you retire and have nothing to do then you're just waiting to die.
And the word that I like to use instead of retirement, because of course you could burn out of your job, you want to say goodbye to the colleagues for the last time, is you take a sabbatical. You're taking a break. Okay. Nothing wrong with taking a break. Most of us can't afford to take a sabbatical throughout our working life. So you take a break.
That's a good point.
We call it you retire. But you start thinking about, okay, what do I want to do next? Because the thing about work is it's a community. People care whether or not you show up. You have to get up in the morning, you know, brush your teeth, take a shower, get dressed.
Hey, Chris, I got to go to a break. You're a pro. You know how this works. I need your website quickly, please.
ChrisFarrell.net.
Two R's and two L's. Chris, C on the Chris there. Gonna take a quick break. Right back with Chris Farrell. I'm Jim Blassingame. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.